It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, TaylorSwift13.org. Welcome to episode 18, everybody. It's June 8th. This is Adam,
Maya,
and Diane.
First up, this is going to be a mini-sode, not a full episode. Reason being, we've got a lot to discuss with you guys next week. Belle is in Nashville covering the Speak Now World Tour exhibit and CMA Fest and everything else that's going on over in Nashville. So we're keeping this one short. She's going to report back to us next week, and it's going to be awesome. I got an email recently to the Taylor Talk email that I thought I wanted to share with you guys. It was kind of cool. Someone who actually prefers to be kept anonymous, they said to refer to them as Deep Dell, who is from China, said that they actually use Taylor Talk and repeat the episodes and stuff to help them learn English. So I thought that was really, really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. We're helping people learn English. I guess maybe we should like make sure we have good grammar and stuff.
Yeah, start to speak better.
Speak well.
Speak well. There we go.
Yeah.
Speak well and proper. but thanks for sharing that email with us, Deep Dell. I thought that was really cool. So anyway, last episode you guys were talking about a 13th month and you told people to submit names. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
I'm not misunderstood because I wasn't here.
Yes, we did. We asked people to like tweet us if they had ideas for what a 13th month could be called.
How'd that episode go, by the way?
Awesome.
It was fun. It was really great without you, Adam.
Thanks. I appreciate it. As long as it went well, I'm happy.
I'm kidding.
It was lots of fun. It was like a slumber party on the internet.
So anyway, we did get a submission of somebody that suggested a name for a 13th month. Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect told us it should either be called Swiftuary or Taylor Tober.
I like both of those. I kind of like Taylor Tober, though, because of like the alliteration.
It flows Sounds better, cool. Doesn't it? Taylor
yeah.
Tober. So onto the calendar. The calendar this episode is kind of sad because it's a something being taken off the calendar rather than being put on. The Capitol Hoedown, where Taylor was scheduled to perform in Ottawa, has been taken off of her website, presumably because the event was canceled. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was canceled. The permit for the space that they were going to use got revoked, so they can't have the event anymore.
That's a total bummer. I know people were planning on heading up to Canada for that, so it kind of stinks.
It does.
Yeah, that is definitely a bummer.
So, Diane, if you could kick it off with the news for us, please.
All right. Taylor Swift's Speak Now Treasures from the World Tour opens at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. And if I remember correctly, I think Belle recently went there a couple days ago.
Yeah, Belle was there. That's what I was just talking about, is that Belle is covering that for us, the opening of it.
We're going to hear all about that.
Yes, and I'm very jealous about it because it features a bunch of costumes and props from the tour, such as the balcony that Taylor used to circle high above the crowd during the Love Story finale.
That's so cool. It was like Taylor flying.
All right. And Taylor and B.O.B. will be releasing a music video for Both of Us. And we know this because B.O.B. tweeted about it on May 31st, and he said, "I think we just set the world record for most outfits worn in one music video."
And mentioned Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And hashtag both.
So I'm curious to see what he's talking about, most costume changes. What do you think they did for that?
I'm really excited. I hope there's some sort of, like, storyline. Like, I hope they, like, turned it into a story, and it's not just, like, them in lots of costumes. I don't know, but I'm excited to see what they came up with, because Taylor's never done, a real, like, rap video before. Obviously, she did a parody one, but this is going to be the first time she does a real one.
Yeah, well, I think it will have a storyline to it, because the song itself has a storyline, so.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. And Taylor was interviewed by Justin Timberlake on June 1st.
Justin Timberlake!
Please excuse Adam while he fangirls. And this was on June 1st at the Walmart shareholders meeting, where she also performed the songs Mean and Love Story.
So, did you guys watch that interview with Justin?
Yes.
How funny
was that? And the performances. All of it was wonderful. It was hilarious. I really liked how he was like, "I'm going to interview a Walmart customer now." And then it's like Taylor just walks out.
Taylor played a Walmart customer. And it was funny. She's when he's all like, so what do you do for a living? And she's like, I'm a singer. And he's like, yeah, waitress. I thought it was pretty funny. So yeah, for those who haven't seen it, go see it. And you know what? I don't know if people know, there is a section on taylortalk.org where we post all of the videos and links that we reference in the episodes. So if you guys are ever looking for that, that's a quick fix. Like, you don't have to even search for the video. We have it for you.
All right. Let's keep going with the news. From tweets from Taylor and Ed Sheeran, we know that the two of them wrote some songs together, which is really exciting. Taylor tweeted, eating cheeseburgers, scribbling on guitars, writing songs with Ed Sheeran. And Ed Sheeran tweeted, In-N-Out Burger, defacing guitars and writing music with Taylor Swift. So it was kind of like the exact same tweet from the two of them. And they were also seen going into a recording studio like the next day. So maybe there'll be a collab with him on the next album. I don't know. But he's a British singer, in case any of you don't know who he is. And he's really good, so you should look him up. And the last thing is that there's a 12-year-old girl with a heart defect named Brittany Cool, I think is how you pronounce her last name. And because of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, she is going to get to meet Taylor and, like, sing. She wants to sing with her, and I guess she's a singer, too. So, yeah, we thought that was really sweet that Taylor is doing that for that little girl.
Yeah, she's been through a lot from what I've read. I believe she's had several surgeries already. She has to take medication regularly. She's been kind of run through the works.
Yeah.
That was very nice that she gets to meet her hero.
That is.
I hope Taylor sings a song with her. That'd be so cool.
That would be so cute. And like, if we got to see a video, that would be even cuter.
No. All right. If Swifties ruled the world, / you know you're a Swiftie, when?
Okay. Our first one is from HannahRules14 on Twitter. And it says, you know you're a Swiftie when you wake up early in the morning just to listen to Taylor.
Cool.
All right. And then these next three submissions come from my good friends Madison and Kelsey. The first one is, you know you're a Swiftie when you spend most of your time on the internet researching Taylor. Then the second one is, when you know more about Taylor than you do about your own friends. I think that one's pretty funny.
That's probably true with those two.
Yeah. And then the last one is, when you refer to her as just Taylor and not Taylor Swift and expect people to know which Taylor you're talking about.
I do that.
Well, who calls her by her first name? Or her full name, I mean. It's always Taylor.
I mean, that's people who aren't, like, super crazy fans like us.
I guess. Do you ever find it awkward when people call her, like, Ms. Swift?
Yeah. That is awkward because... That's weird. Then it's makes like her sound so old. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, who are you talking about, Andrea?
Yeah, it was Ms. Swift. Strange. Yeah, but
just to give everyone a quick background on those three submissions, though, Madison and Kelsey, they, I don't know how they did this, but they emailed in 418 submissions. So whenever we need some spares, that's where we pull them from.
Yeah. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
We have, like, submissions forever now.
Yeah, we pretty much have enough submissions to last us through the end of the year.
Oh, for sure.
And beyond. But that doesn't mean stop submitting. Please, please, please send in submissions, everyone. You know you're Swiftie when you look on iTunes under Taylor Swift and look under podcasts every day to see whenever there is a new episode of Taylor Talk. Yay!
That's awesome.
Tina emailed that in. So just a quick word, though, Tina. If you subscribe on iTunes, it downloads it automatically for you, so you won't have to check every day.
Yeah, so then you'll just see a little like number pop up and you know there's a new one, and then like you can get all excited. It's really Woo-hoo! Fun. I do it too, so don't worry about that.
You get excited when a new Taylor Talk episode comes out?
Yeah, of course I do. Okay, our last one is from H_Taylor_S on Taylor Connect, and they said, if Swifties ruled the world, there would be a 13th month. It would have 31 days in it. Turn 31 around is 13. And then Taylor's birthday would be changed to 13/13, and it would be called Swiftember. That is
cool.
A lot of 13s.
And a lot of numbers and switching around of the numbers. But that's
cool. That's awesome. It's a really cool idea.
Who said that one then?
I said it at the beginning. It's H_Taylor_S on Taylor Connect.
Sorry, I missed it. I want to know who it
Wait
was.
And not listen to me,
I
Adam.
I just wanted to talk about her again, or him.
Him, or her, or him, or they, or them, or thus. Or thrusts. All right. I know you guys are all about to cry right now, but the mini-sode is over.
Don't worry, we'll have an extra long, awesome episode for you next week.
Yeah, we'll have a great episode for you next week, so you won't even have to wait 2 weeks. Again, this was just a mini-sode to help keep everyone in the loop with all that news that was going on, keep us on schedule, keep you guys all smiling. We love your smiling faces. Yay! So Belle will be back with us next week to talk about all the CMA Fest stuff, the opening of the exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum with all of Taylor's cool stuff and all that fun stuff. So we're looking forward to having Belle back with us next week. Just a reminder before we go, follow us on Twitter at TaylorTalk13 and add us as a friend on Taylor Connect, also TaylorTalk13. So if you're not on Taylor Connect yet, go on Taylor Connect.
It's really fun.
Yeah, and add us as friends. But it's cool. Taylor Connect, it's pretty much, it's almost like a social network for Taylor Swift fans.
You can just talk about Taylor all day with other people who also love to talk about Taylor all day. It's great.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So anyway, for episode 18, this has been Adam,
Maya,
and Diane.
Saying bye, guys. See you next
week.
Bye, guys.
Virtual hand hugs.
Virtual hand hugs.
To all
we
of
love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.